It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Arkin is so emotional. He's like Mama Bear.
You're Mama Bear for this team.
I like Jones and the Mama Bears.
It's Jones and the Mama Bears.
Jones and the Mama Bears here on WEEI. We got
sounds
some
like
calls.
A folk group.
617
on WEEI.
2-0 to Hamilton. High fly into center field that should end the game. Coming in, making the play is Hilliard, and that will do it. The Colorado Rockies tie a franchise high with 20 runs. They beat the Red Sox 20-7. And mercifully, this one comes to a close. A 1-5 beginning to the second half of the season.
That's how it ended last time we saw the Red Sox, a bludgeoning in Denver as they lose 2 out of 3 to the Rockies after getting swept by the Dodgers. It's been ugly, folks. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. It's been an ugly watch here for these guys the last 6 games. There's that one game they won, but I mean, other than that, it's been terrible. And now they got the Yankees coming to town. The Yankees have been free-falling themselves, and there's been reports out there that they had been talking with the Rays and that the Rays were scouting Yankee prospects. Rays made a move yesterday with the Seattle Mariners. Maybe more to come. We'll see. But with the Yankees in town and the Red Sox really struggling, we have to imagine that the lane, whatever the lane is, I mean, there's only 4 days before the deadline. You have to have picked something by now. How much, if anything, do you think this Yankee series will affect what they do or don't do?
So I do seriously wonder if it's going to affect the aggression, the level of aggression with which they invest. It would have been nice if instead of James Paxton, and look, this wouldn't have happened today, but maybe over the last couple of days with, as we were talking about a little bit during the break, seeing Cortez tonight, that you would have gone out and got a right-handed bat. Like, that would have been nice. It would have been nice to have the timing for this series, which matters a lot for you in a lot of different ways. I do think, though, that they're going to go out and fill the spots that they need on the roster. It's just a matter of what quality they're going to go in on. And I wonder if with this Yankee series, if that's going to determine some of it. If they take 2 out of 3, it's all golden.
Right.
They're going in with like plan A, which is the platinum plan. And if they take 1 out of 3, maybe it drops down to the gold plan. Mm-hmm. And if they get swept and they look anything close to like they did against in that final Rockies game, then you're not even at silver plan. You're like at bronze plan. And it's James Paxton and one other guy off the scrap heap.
Yeah, you make a great point. I hope it's the platinum plan regardless, because I'm going to tell you something. After this Yankee series, right up until the deadline, then you see Seattle. So, you know, listen, the American League is the American League. Things are going to change. They're going to ebb and they're going to flow until we get into the playoffs. But, by the way, in that Seattle series I'm talking about, I'm looking at the starting pitchers already, Gilbert Castillo Kirby. I mean, congratulations. So it doesn't get any easier. So I'm with you. I wish they had already made a move, a real move, so to speak, especially a bat in the lineup. But I just hope it's a platinum plan, because the schedule does not get any easier after these Yankees.
Yeah, it's the hardest schedule in the league.
That's right.
617-779-7937 is the phone number. Let's go to the phones. Carl's in Westfield with a thought on Alex Cora. Go ahead, Carl.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. I have to honestly say I've never heard someone be so, what you call, essence and honest. I heard Cora responding to a question about his contract, and he said the basic truth. He says, you know, we've got to wait and evaluate based upon the performance and the finishings we've had. You know, there's reasonable doubt, and I can understand why they would be considering a pay schedule adjustment. And lo and behold, he got the 27-for-3. The only higher-paid manager is Chicago. And I guess when Cora is that honest, and I heard him mention how he's an adult, he has his daughter, he has balance and harmony instead of stress. So he's much more clear-minded. Let's not get too worried about the 1-5. They'll bounce back. And remember, we do really well against the better teams in baseball. And I didn't know he can pull out right-handed batters. I'm starting to see what's going on with his design. Very smart and very unique.
All right, thanks for the call, Carl. I'm glad that Cora's happy, and I'm glad that, you know, he's got harmony in his life, whatever that hippy-dippy crap he was. But I also don't like the idea that he just signed it just because it's comfortable. Like, you know, you're signing it to win. And he did say the two things I care about are winning and, you know, comfort and my family and everything. And that's perfectly fine. I mean, of course, that's what you want as a person in the world. You know, you want those two things if you're in a competitive business. But I really hope the winning's, you know, the like, that's the thing. If you're signing on like that, if you're sticking around for three more years and you've been frustrated in the past with the way the team's operated, then I'd hate to think that they just buy you off and you don't care anymore. You know, like, that would be sort of disappointing. But again, you know, it's not me getting offered $7 million. It's not a decision I have to make. Steve is in Springfield. Go ahead, Steve.
Hi, folks. Hi, listen, Arkan, I heard you a few minutes ago prior to the break. You talked about how management ownership lied at least once. Well, I just wanted to bring up something. They've lied more than that. I'm a partial season ticket holder.
Yes.
And in that last year, this past off season, when we got our new renewal packet, Sam Kennedy had a letter in there. In that letter, he said that they were laser-focused on 2024.
I recall that letter.
Well, obviously, what they did, or what the lack of things they did on during this past offseason, they weren't really laser-focused on 2024. And also, just after Craig Breslow got hired, there was a video conference call with season ticket holders. And in that video conference call, Craig Breslow was asked, have you been given any financial limitations, parameters as far as acquiring free agents this offseason? You know, this was back in November or whatever.
Right.
And he said no. Well, then,
Kennedy said no, spring
training,
does, yeah.
It was towards the end of spring training. He said there were parameters.
Right.
So,
so that kind of cancels that lie out. Thanks for the call, Steve. I know what you mean. That does kind of cancel the lie out if they eventually told the truth. I mean, it's annoying that they lied to begin with to the season ticket holders, but then eventually Sam Kennedy came out and was like, oh, yeah. There's parameters. Like, we definitely have parameters. It's weaselly to lie to the season ticket holders on a video call for sure, though.
Maybe Breslow honestly didn't know.
Could be.
He was like, I've got the green light. I've got the checkbook. And Sam Kennedy marched in like he so often does, like he did yesterday, and was like, not so fast. Don't you go out there giving people good news that they want to hear.
Yeah. There's some new guy-ness to that, too, right?
Right.
Walk in.
Mayo did the same thing.
I'm going to change this.
We're burning
place.
Cash. Yeah, I mean,
this is my time.
Oh, my God. It's like when I did weekends at EEI. I was like, I'm going to come in with this positive outlook.
Oh.
It's going to be a feel-good sensation.
And look at you now.
Maybe a year and a half. Yeah.
Maybe. All right.
I had the same thing, Mago. In fact, everyone told me, they warned me. They said, hey, before my first show, I was so pumped.
Oh, yeah.
I was so pumped. And they were like, hey, Trav, just so you know, you know, this market, they'll call your show and tell you they don't like you if they don't like you. It's okay. I'm a big boy. I can take it.
I'll show you my DMs at the commercial.
Oh, I'm sure.
I thought that caller right there was about to start saying, because he's like, Arkan, you were saying then. I was like, here it comes.
He's like,
Mr. Bookworm from yesterday. I don't know if you heard that,
Mr.
Travis.
Bookworm.
Stephen Fall River called me Mr. Bookworm, and I have not yet recovered from that stinging boom roast.
It was a disgusting insult. Surprised we haven't heard from the FCC yet.
I'm surprised too. I have called my therapist. It's the whole thing.
You got some crazy ass nice man boobs, Arkan.
Now, see that is a compliment. That's very uplifting. I think I was that was
that
fine.
That was nice.
617-779-7937 is the phone number if you want to continue the conversation with the Red Sox. Coming up though, it was day three over at practice. The Patriots made a couple of moves, and Mayo spoke at length. So we'll get to all of that next.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.